Hi guys, this is Corinne reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network. So I woke up at 5 in the morning to be one of the first people to see Hamilton on Disney Plus, which you have to download online. If you have a smart TV or an Apple phone or an iPhone or an Android phone, if you have a Roku or a computer or a smart TV, you just have to download it. I believe it's $70 a year if you buy a whole year up front, or $7 a month. I bought the whole year because I'm an absolute Disney fanatic, absolutely. And I didn't even know Hamilton was happening until I was already a member of Disney Plus. Anyway, I was so excited when the publicist, Sam Rudy's office, let me know that they're gonna, have Hamilton on Disney Plus. So I already have it, so I'm gonna find out what time it's gonna be on. And I was gonna originally get, supposedly it came on at 3 in the morning. I ended up watching it at 5 or 5:30, and I watched it on my phone. That's how I watched my Disney Plus. I have a smart TV in the living room, but I felt like sitting in bed, so I watched it on my phone. And it's one of the amazing things is it's like the best seat in the house. You're not you have no obstructions. If you're short, I'm very short, so I like to be in the first four rows. When I saw Hamilton, I sat in like the first row, and it was a great seat. There's no heads in front of you, but you are limited in some of the dance moves because you don't see the whole picture. You see it so close up that you miss some of the footwork, and the choreography in this is phenomenal. I have 22 minutes left of Hamilton to see. I did see, about 2 years ago in February, after trying over 300 tries, I finally won the lottery. One of the greatest days that I've had in a long time. But I have to say, I really like Hamilton. It's growing on me. I like the music more now that I've been listening to it over the last 2 years. And it's much better, actually, on Disney Plus than in the first row, because you have a better view of the entire stage. It's like you're actually seeing it for the first time. Everyone raves about it. Like, if you haven't seen Hamilton, you haven't lived. It's very good. If you're interested in rap music, you probably would like it even more than me, but I really liked it. I liked it more this second time. This is the second time seeing it. And now that I have Disney Plus, I think I'm going to be watching it probably on a pretty regular basis, considering Broadway's closed. And it's very, very good. The cast is exceptional. The singing is amazing. The choreography is just my favorite part of the whole thing. I love choreography and choreographers, and this is amazing choreography. I'm not going to give away the story because I don't want to ruin it or spoil it for you if you haven't seen Hamilton, but you should download Disney Plus. If you have an iPhone or an Android phone, you can get it on either the Google Store or the store for Apple. And whatever you choose, $7 or $70, it's not a very big investment, considering Hamilton tickets were thousands of dollars if you didn't win the lottery for 10. And your seat is better than your seat would be in the first row of the theater. You have no obstruction, and it's great. It's a great show. It's really very entertaining. And you can watch it as often as you like on Disney Plus. So go for it. I am very happy that I got to see it a second time, and I probably will be seeing it on a daily basis, maybe 20 minutes or so. I really like the Schuyler sisters. That was one of my favorite parts. I love King George, and I love Lin-Manuel. I know him. I interviewed him. He's a really nice guy. Before he was so big and he wrote In the Heights, he was, at Tony's in Napoli, and I got to interview him. And we met at the Drama Desk Awards and the Outer Critics Circle Awards. I've met him many times. And my mother absolutely adored In the Heights, which, of his shows, that's my favorite. I do love both of them. But In the Heights will always, with Mandy Gonzalez, has a really big place in my heart as well. So congratulations to all involved with Hamilton. It's a wonderful show. And I recommend you see it. This is Corinne Cohn reporting from quarantine. I still have 20 something minutes left to finish Hamilton, but it's definitely worth seeing. And I hope that you enjoy it as much as I did if you haven't seen it before.